بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد Brother, before commencing our zikr, just two or three ahadiths to inspire us on the importance and the value of zikr. Our honorable imam this morning, Hafiz Uzair Magda Sahib Hafizahullah, he recited in the Fajr namaz a very inspiring ayat. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafil layli wan nahar la ayatin li ulil albab. Indeed, in the creation of the sky and the earth, in the alternating of the day and the night, there are great signs for the intelligent people. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala then define who the intelligent people are. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ They are those people that make the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala whilst they are standing, while they are seated, while they are lying down. At all times they are engaged in a dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That is a sign of an intelligent person. He knows he must give his heart to Allah. Allah created the heart so that we give our heart to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala mentions, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, لا يقعد قوم يذكرون الله إلا حفتهم الملائكة وغشيتهم الرحمة ونزلت عليهم السكينة وذكرهم الله في من عنده. No group of people sit and make the dhikr of Allah, but Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless the person with four things. The angels of Allah, they throng in that gathering. Allah's special rahmat comes in that gathering. People in that gathering of zikr, they enjoy sukoon and peace. And more so, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala talks about them by the angels. We are here on earth in the masjid making the zikr of Allah, or wherever we are, the women folk at home join the zikr gathering also. Inshallah, you'll be remembered by Allah in the heavens. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have mentioned, they were traveling from Makkah to Medina. Nabi Kareem sallallahu came to one mountain. And he told the sahaba, Siru hadha jumdan. Move forward. This is the Mount Jumdan. Then whilst traveling, exerting yourself in travel, even at that time, Nabi Kareem Sallam told the Sahaba, "Sabaq al Mufarridun." Those people who are unique, al Mufarridun an aqranihim binayli zulfa. People who are unique because of the closest to Almighty Allah, they have moved forward, they surpassed. Sahaba asked Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, "Wa mal Mufarridun? Who are these people?" Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi mentioned, الزاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات. Those people that make lots and lots of zikr of Allah, they surpassed their contemporaries. And one more hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi mentioned, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ كَمَثَلِ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ Those people that make the zikr of Allah, you compare them with those people who do not make the zikr of Allah, the difference between them two is like the living and the dead. A living person, he is able to adorn his external and his internal. And is able to adorn his internal bi naylil ma'rifah. By making the zikr of Allah, you get the attachment, the recognition of Almighty Allah. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat to inculcate in us the habit of making the zikr of Allah. Life is short, we need provision for our akhirat. Inshallah, we'll be making zikr. Recite three times, Qul huwallahu ahad, and thereafter, we'll be making one zikr, one tasbih of la ilaha illallah. One tasbih of illallah. And the remaining tasbih of Allahu Allah. Again, when we are making the zikr of Allah, pay in mind that Allah created our heart for us to give our hearts to Allah, not to anyone else. And our heart will only feel satisfied when we attach ourselves to Allah. Women folk at home, sisters also at home, join the zikr. and condition your heart and mind to get the attachment to Almighty Allah. Inshallah, Allah will grant us true love and muhabbat. The entire world with all its content put together can never be equal to saying one name of Allah with the love and muhabbat of Allah. Allah grant us tawfiq.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 illa Allah 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 Allah, Allah. After making fikr, lift up your hands and make your own private individual dua. The dua after zikr is most definitely accepted. We took the name of Allah. We attach ourselves to Allah. Now is the time for us to spread our hand before Allah and ask of Allah. The du'as after zikr are most definitely accepted. And after making du'a, those of you who are sitting in itikaf and even those that are here, those people that are at home, if it's possible, after the fajr salat, sit in zikr right until sunrise, and after the sun has risen, almost 15 minutes after sunrise, try to read Salatul Ishraq. 2 rakats or 4 rakats. Great sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ajr and reward of that is you get the complete reward of performing an umrah. Allah grant us tawfiq.